Governor Janet Mills is scheduled to deliver her first State of the State address to the legislature tomorrow night. As she approached the address, the governor spoke with senior political correspondent Mal Leary about her priorities for the coming year.
So you're not going to do major reforms in a short session of the legislature, especially in an election year. There'd be a fair amount of posturing, I'm sure, and a lot of people taking sides and positions and not wanting to come to the middle. But we'll make things happen. I think a couple things of some urgency have come to the public's attention we want to address. The Child Welfare Ombudsman's report earlier this week, points out that we've got more to do to protect our children. The public is keenly aware of the tragic, violent death of Marissa Kennedy and the shortcomings of the last few years in our child welfare system. We put money in the budget last year to add to the roles of child welfare caseworkers and supervisors. I think we need to do more in that area. In the area of public safety, there's a need for more troopers. I've heard complaints from the counties that state police are cutting back on patrols in some areas because they did not get the added bodies they requested last year. So that'll be something to look at. And in the area of climate change, we're not asking for appropriations for that per se, but we're still publicly asking people to seriously consider buying heat pumps, for instance, for their homes.
Last year in your inaugural address, one of the things you talked about is improving Maine's educational system, creating a world-class workforce. Now, those take time.
Yeah.
Are we going to see further steps in this session to try to reach that goal?
Sure. First of all, I think the budget gave short shrift to higher education ultimately last year. And that was one of the shortcomings of the ultimate budget. And I'd like to see that reinstated, the funds for the second year of the biennium that were requested by our university system and our community college system. We asked for funds through bonding, among other things, to improve the workforce training curriculum. And I think that should be looked at carefully this year as well. And I think, you know, I applaud the Association of Manufacturers for coughing up some of their own money to help train people to learn the trades. That's extremely important, too. But we have CTEs. We need equipment for those CTEs. That's one of the things that, unfortunately, the Republicans, as a caucus, voted down last August, the proposed bond issue for money for equipment for the Voc Tech schools. They desperately need that. They haven't had funding for equipment for several decades. So that's part of the workforce, part of how we should address the workforce needs of our businesses.
One of your big goals you have accomplished, and that's expanding Medicaid. Have we gone far enough in terms of providing coverage for Mainers who have problems paying for their health insurance?
Well, no, we have not gone far enough. We've accomplished Maine Care expansion. As many as 57,000 people have had access to health care through the Maine Care expansion over the last 12 months. That's an accomplishment. What I heard on the campaign trail as well, though, was small businesses and self-employed individuals having an awful time finding affordable health care. There are several ways we can look at that, and I want to take every reasonable measure to bring down the cost of health insurance for those struggling to provide jobs in this state, for those who are self-employed, who don't have transferable insurance, who aren't in the big group plans that we offer at the state level that are regulated by the federal government. At the state level, we can do something to address small group insurance and the individual market. We propose to do that by the bill just submitted last week, LD 2007, which would do three things without any taxpayer dollars, not asking for appropriations for this at all, but three things. One is to start up a state-based market exchange, healthcare exchange, based on the federal platform, which means We don't reinvent the wheel. We use what the federal government has got there now, but we take some of the monies that are now being taken from insurance companies and diverted to the federal government. We take that some of that money instead and develop our own platform based on what the needs of Maine people are.
You created a new Office of Innovation in the Future to look at long-term plans. Are we going to see any legislation from that this year, or is it still work in progress, as they say?
Oh, boy, they're looking at so many different things, from the Children's Cabinet to the Climate Change Council, which is looking at heating resources, transportation, and resiliency. And they're busy at work. I don't know that they're going to have a work product that is teed up for legislation right now. The economic plan will focus on some short-term and long-range goals. As you know, Commissioner Johnson and her people took ideas from more than 1,300 people all across the state.
Governor Mills, thanks for taking time out for writing your State of the State address to speak with us about the next session.
Thank you, Mal.
Governor Janet Mills speaking with senior political correspondent Mal Leary about her priorities for the legislative session. Her State of the State address to the legislature takes place tomorrow evening, beginning at 7 o'clock. Maine Public will carry her speech live on radio, television, and the web.